It was a busy weekend of GAA action here, but it is growing in popularity across the world too. News Talk's Sean O'Regan travelled over to Washington to suss out the GAA scene over there.
Gaelic games have been played in the US ever since Irish immigrants began landing on North American shores. The earliest games of football were played in San Francisco in the 1850s, with the GAA itself only founded in 1884. At the moment, our national sports are played in around 50 cities across the US, with close relationships with GAA units in the neighbouring regions of Canada and the Caribbean. There are over 130 adult and youth clubs registered with USGAA, the governing body responsible for promoting the sports of hurling and Gaelic football in the United States. Clubs participate in games throughout the year in local competitions, city leagues, regional tournaments and the USGAA finals. And in recent years, there's been a major demographical change in members. Recent figures show more than 51% of registered adult players were born in the United States. When I travelled over to America recently, I caught up with Ronan Kelly, a Kildare man who's the chairperson of Washington DC Gaels. And he says homegrown players over there play a pivotal role in the club's success.
We've 124 members playing with us right now. 60% of those, or 70 of them, are American born. So it's all about building off of the local players here. You know, can't really rely on just the Irish community to keep the club thriving in the area. So we do try our best to bring in as many new players as possible. So DC in itself, it's quite a transient community, so people are coming, people are going for work, either working with the federal government here, and so it's very important for us to make sure that for those folks that do stay here, we want to make sure they're part of that community. You know, we do point out that no Irish ancestry is required. It's not like a closed shop. We want to make sure that we're welcoming as many new players as possible. And as soon as they do, you can see them, you know, when they're playing their first game, you know, that excitement in them. And you can see that kind of joy that they have when they're just engaging these sports and making sure that they're part of that community as well. It's going to be very important to me as chairperson this year.
And how does that work if you have so many people who may have never picked up a hurley before or never kicked a football? Do you have a coaching set up in place to train these, or how do you go about that?
Yeah, so we have our new player days, as I mentioned. We'll either start off here in downtown DC to get a collective group to, you know, just pick up the ball or pick up the hurl and just understand a bit more about the sports. We're really trying to just capture the imagination here. You know, we're competing against other sports in the area, and so we want to make sure that when they do come here that they enjoy it first and foremost, they kind of understand the rules, and that when they do decide to make the trip out to our training facilities, that they're all set up ready to go, and that our coaches are there to make sure that, again, they're just understanding the basics of the sport, and that they see that first season as really just a developmental one, whereby they're just, you know, getting a grasp, playing their first game, you know, just enjoying themselves more than anything else.
The Gaels were founded on the 12th of October 1988, with the club citing a burning desire by newly arrived Irish immigrants to retain some of what they had left behind in the playing fields of home. Grassroots development is taking on a life of its own at the minute. Youth programmes are springing up across the country, and in particular are experiencing huge growth thanks to the success of the Continental Youth Championship. Myself and Ronan were chatting on a pitch under the shadow of the Washington Monument, with the White House straight ahead of us, and the dome of the US Capitol building a short walk up the National Mall of DC. He says moving over there was a no-brainer, and the club provided an outlet for him where everyone looks out for one another.
Anyone that reaches out, we'll make sure that, you know, we're letting them know when the next practice is or when the next club social is. And then more often than not, it's adding them to the WhatsApp groups. WhatsApp tends to be a really good way of communicating to new folks, getting them involved, letting them know how to get more involved with the club and where to be. You know, when they do turn up to the train, as I said, it's usually like as we just did, you know, where are you from? You know, you get that connection going. And then it's usually from there you make some great friends across the club, like we've seen it time and again. You know, there's many friendships that are made here via the Gaels. When I was on the job hunt myself last year, a lot of club mates would let me know what was available in their own companies. And so it's, you know, I've had that personal experience of people being willing to lend a hand and, you know, try and give me that leg up when I needed it.
The Irish government, under its Diaspora Strategy 2020 to 2025 and Immigrant Support Programme, aims to strengthen the international Irish community and its bond with Ireland, as well as providing millions in funding each year to organisations including the GAA. From my few days in Washington DC, the Irish influence in the city was as clear as day. with business groups, dance studios, historical organisations and supporting groups, all embedded into the fabric of the US Capitol. Ronan himself moved over at an awkward time, but made the most of it. And the Gaels provided him an outlet to meet new people and get involved in the community.
Well, what brought me here was love. my wife had a job here, and I followed her. And so we started off here in 2019. And everyone knows what happened in 2020. The pandemic shut down the borders, so I was over here and wasn't able to travel back home. And homesickness got the better of me. And the focal point here in the community was going to the local GAA club and looking to get involved. And for the first time in my life, I picked up a hurl and started playing, loved it a bit, and thought I could do more with the Irish community. Started volunteering as a development officer in 2023, and then took up chairperson back in December.
You mentioned there that the club is a focal point. I know when I moved over to Vancouver, similarly like yourself in 2020, we all remember what happened. It's a great place to meet people when you're moving abroad. How did you feel when you first got involved with the club? Was there that ethos of community and togetherness like you see in clubs at home? Is it the same? Does the same stand for when you're abroad and in a city like Washington?
It does. It does. You know, all the familiarities at home, just how we all interact with each other as Irish people. You know, that's very strong throughout the club. You know, the Gaels themselves have been in the DMV for 35 years. So there's a lot of legacy there as well. A lot of strong characters across the club too.
In the US, clubs are organised regionally into 10 separate divisions. Northwest, Western, Southwest, Central, Heartland, Midwest, Mid-Atlantic, Philadelphia, Northeast and Southeast. Washington DC Gaels started off as a club which solely offered football. But with the club sharing Gaelic games with those living in the city since the late 80s, it's grown rapidly. And Ronan finished up our chat reiterating his point that no Irish ancestry is required. And it's a club which celebrates our culture, our country and our love of sport.
Initially, it started off with men's football in 1989. You know, at that point, we were part of the Philadelphia division, which was a 10-team league. And that's roughly a 480-kilometre round trip on a 48-seater bus. So they really had to make a count. And so they did by winning the division in that first year. We then had Ladies Gaelic Football affiliated with the USGA in 92. And they formed a team in 1993. Then 1998, Camogie also affiliated with the USGA. And last but not least, in 2003, over an All-Ireland final between Cork and Kilkenny, hurling was decided upon also. The challenge, even when the club set up, still exists today. You know, it's a very transient city. Any large wave of Irish immigration usually goes to the bigger cities up the East Coast. But the DC Gaels are very reliant on the homegrown players. So that's why we focus on getting the new players recruited in, because at the end of the day, that's where the future will be, is making sure that the new players joining in, they don't necessarily need to have those ties to home. They just need to love the sport.
News Talk's Sean O'Regan reporting from Washington there.